From outdoor shades for relaxing in the yard to blackout shades that help your newborn and your family get a good night's sleep, Blinds.com is grateful to be part of your home. To say thanks, we're inviting you to our friends and family sale with up to 45% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Ordering custom window treatments online doesn't have to mean sacrificing style or service. Shop the latest styles of curtains, shades, shutters, and more. Need help making a selection? Blinds.com's design experts are always available for free consultations. Need help with measuring or installing? We've got you covered there too. Plus, there's no hidden fees or misleading quotes, and no showrooms or retail markups. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop our Blinds.com friends and family sale now through October 12th for up to 45% off everything, plus doorbusters. Save up to 45% site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. From outdoor shades for relaxing in the yard to blackout shades that help your newborn and your family get a good night's sleep, Blinds.com is grateful to be part of your home. To say thanks, we're inviting you to our friends and family sale with up to 45% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Ordering custom window treatments online doesn't have to mean sacrificing style or service. Shop the latest styles of curtains, shades, shutters, and more. Need help making a selection? Blinds.com's design experts are always available for free consultations. Need help with measuring or installing? We've got you covered there too. Plus, there's no hidden fees or misleading quotes, and no showrooms or retail markups. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop our Blinds.com friends and family sale now through October 12th for up to 45% off everything, plus doorbusters. Save up to 45% site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I can and will be here with you for the next 2 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Much love to everyone who took a listen, who maybe even saw a little bit of Monday Night Football. It was a good game. Unless you like the Raiders. Kansas City comes back to beat the Raiders. The final score, 30-29. And we got a little bit of everything in this game. We got a lot of offense here, almost 60 points scored total. We had a lot of touchdowns by Mr. Kelce, 4 touchdowns. We had a lot of yards by Jacobs, 133. We had a lot of bombs thrown to Davante Adams, scores of 58 and 48 yards. We had failed two-point conversions. We had Josh McDaniels being aggressive. Hey, last time he was aggressive, he blew the score for his team, an opportunity to tie the game. And then we had the referees once again just having an impact on the game they should not have. Ask Chris Jones when he legitimately strip-sacked Derek Carr, and they said, no, that's a penalty, roughing. The Raiders were able to hold on to the ball prior to the second half, and they kicked a field goal. They shouldn't even have the ball. And then at the end of the game, Derek Carr was probably pushed. He looked for a flag, and it didn't come, and the game was over. Let me walk you through things the best I can. And we even had a missed field goal early on by Kansas City. Let's think about this. I'll put it to you this way. When the Raiders had a lead, I went on Twitter, and I said, oh, yeah, by the way, folks, we know this. These are the Raiders. They led at one point 20-7. At halftime, because of a field goal, they led 20-10. And I said, these are the Raiders. Are they really going to walk away with a victory? And the answer is no. Kansas City has now beat the Raiders four consecutive times. The Raiders, just this season alone, they're 0-4 in one-score games. This is their fourth consecutive loss to Kansas City. I think I said that already. This is the Chiefs' ninth win in their last 10 meetings. And this is the second largest comeback of Patrick Mahomes' career. 17 points. Game started off looking like an ass-whooping. Davante Adams on the receiving end of a bomb from Derek Carr. 7-0. Looked absolutely amazing. It's like, oh my God, here you have it. Right out of the gate. They wasted no time in getting a score up on the board. And then you had to go and say to yourself, okay, this is nice. But what else do you have? Well, Josh Jacobs ran in for a score. It's 14-0. And then they kicked a field goal. It's 17-0 Las Vegas. And then things got going a little bit. 17-0. Travis Kelce, the man who caught four touchdowns. How about we hear those touchdowns? Because this was almost every single one of their scores. This is Travis Kelce's first touchdown. It's courtesy of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Mahomes, two eligible to the right. Here comes. They look to the left. Now they go for the middle. Back of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Kansas City. Travis Kelce with the touchdown reception from Patrick Mahomes. And a great route by Kelce.
Yeah, 17-7 right there. But then Vegas kicks a field goal in the second quarter. Now it's 20-7. And then I told you about this call by Chris Jones. Like right before halftime. He goes out there, and he legitimately sacks Derek Carr. He takes the ball away from Derek Carr. And we heard and saw this nonsense when the Falcons played the Buccaneers on Sunday. Tom Brady gets hit by Grady Jarrett, and they're like, oh, no, you can't hit Tom Brady, roughing the passer. Chris Jones had to experience the same thing. He fell on the guy. Well, it's football. You're going to fall on the guy. They called it a penalty. And instead, the Raiders keep the ball and then they kick a field goal. This is what that sounded like on Westwood One.
Shotgun snap. Dropping back. Moves up. Hit as he throws. Down he goes. And he was brought down and sacked by Chris Jones. Flag thrown on the play. Back at the 38. The sack came at the 42. It's all about quarterback safety. 107 to play in the first half. Carr has had a brilliant 13 throw, 10 completion, 130 through the air performance, and a 58-yard touchdown pass to begin things to Davante Adams.
Personal foul. Personal foul. Roughing the passer. Number 97. Defense. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
I think he meant 95.
I believe
right?
He meant 95, too. This was just one of those. It was just a football play. But Chris Jones, as he was going for the sack, his entire body weight lands on Derek Carr. Really, absolutely nothing he can do right here as he's just going for the sack and,
right.
And getting the ball out.
I guess
technically he's supposed to grab him. It's just hard to know what a defensive guy's doing. He's just trying to get to the football and bring the quarterback down and just happens to run through him.
Nah, you can't do anything. And that was Kurt Warner along with Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. And Kurt Warner, yeah, Hall of Famer. And we had all other types of names and personalities in the Hall of Famers who are like, what the hell is that? That's not football. Tony Dungy was on Twitter saying, that's roughing the passer? Sean Payton, who's basically on a vacation right now from the NFL, Sean Payton is on Twitter. I don't think I've ever seen him tweet. He's like, what the hell is that? That's not football. And so the Raiders are able to score. 20-7, they take a lead. Kansas City's able to put a field goal on the board. And the Raiders, yes, how about this? The Raiders led at halftime 20-10. A tale of two halves, of course. Because you can't count Patrick Mahomes out. Because not only did he connect with Travis Kelce for that one-yard pass in the second quarter, in the third quarter, it was the Travis Kelce show. How about this score right here to pull the score to 20-17?
Shotgun formation, receivers bunched in tight. Shotgun snap, the fake handoff, they rush five and a line drive throw, caught, belt high, goal line, touchdown, Kelce. Caught it and spun, grabbed the ball against his belt buckle, a four-yard touchdown pass. And Travis Kelce has caught his second touchdown tonight. And the Chiefs are back in business now, down 20-16.
Of course, and they scored the extra point. It was 20-17. This is the Raiders, right? They weren't going to hold a 20-10 lead, right? That was the second Travis Kelce touchdown. Let me hit you with the third.
Mahomes takes the snap at the one and the five. In trouble, moves out past Crosby. Fires it late. Kelce at the catch inside the 10. Stiff arms one. Now two. Now three. Stumbles into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City! A hat trick for Travis Kelce. An 8-yard touchdown catch. His third TD of the night. And the Chiefs have the lead for the first time in the game.
Oh, you can hear the excitement. Kansas City Radio Network. You heard the second one via Kevin Harlan at Westwood One. And so the Kansas City Chiefs, they took a lead. 24-20, ending in the third quarter. They moved into the fourth quarter with a lead. Vegas hit a field goal, 24-23. And then Kansas City decided to extend it again. Travis Kelce, not one touchdown, not two touchdowns. Not three touchdowns. Travis Kelce tonight, an ageless tight end. This is number four.
24-23 Chiefs. First down and goal to go at the one. They're going to throw it. Near side it is. Caught, touchdown! Kansas City, Travis Kelce. One, two, three, four touchdown receptions. This time on a play action fake. And the Chiefs may go for two, leading 30-23.
Hey, let's call up the count from Sesame Street. Let's put him on the Chiefs radio network. One, two, three, four, let's put him on there. And they did go for the two-point conversion, and they failed. 30-20, Kansas City leads the Raiders. And so what do the Raiders got now? They still have Devontae Adams, right, when you can actually deliver him the football. You still have one of the best wide receivers in the game, right? Well, they did. They connected on a bomb. Devontae Adams, the same guy who caught a 58-yard pass from Derek Carr to start the game off. Here, with a little less than 5 minutes left in the game, they connected on a 48-yard pass. And so what does that mean? Devontae Adams. He went right into the end zone. Take a listen to this.
Carr's in the gun. Bolden by his side. Third down, six. Chiefs 48. Shotgun snap. Has time. Right tackle block. Moves up those long. Arching pass. Down the middle. Over the shoulder catch. Goal line. Touchdown. Adams caught it. Double teamed with defenders draped on both shoulders.
Oh, thank you, Kevin Harlan. And so what's the score right now? 30-29. Kansas City leads 30-29. 4 minutes, 27 seconds left on the clock. Most teams would say, oh, we can kick the extra point and we can tie the game at 30-all. We can trust our defense to stop or slow down Patrick Mahomes, maybe hold him to a field goal. And then we can try our best to go down the field and score and win the game, or at least tie it. Not head coach Josh McDaniels. He decided to not go for the extra point. He wanted to go for two. Take a listen to this.
Shotgun snap to Carr, handoff Jacobs, puts his head down. They shove him across. Did they? No signal. They're saying no. The officials are saying no. He was short. And he is short. Josh Jacobs getting shoved by his lineman, and the Raiders Thiel on the two-point try.
4 minutes, 27 seconds. That was it. That was it. They had a chance to tie the game, and they decided to go for two, and that was it. They get the ball back at the end of the game. They're going for a Hail Mary. Derek Carr is pushed. No flag. What is this, a makeup call from the Chris Jones nonsense from earlier on in the game? Possibly. So there's a couple of things here. The Raiders had a lead, 20-7, and they blew it. Josh McDaniels had an opportunity to continue the game, potentially tie it. He was aggressive at points. That sometimes it worked. At the end of the game, it didn't, and they lose. The Raiders, they fall to 1-4. Kansas City, they improve to 4-1. This was actually a fun game to watch, a good one. Patrick Mahomes, 292 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. They all go to Travis Kelce. And he didn't have to do a lot of work. He only had 7 receptions, 4 of those being touchdowns, 25 yards. Travis Kelce's longest pass was 8 yards. That's a lot of production for very little work. Congratulations to him. Meanwhile, on the Vegas side, they got some numbers, but they lose. Josh Jacobs rushes for 154 yards. Kansas City couldn't stop him. Davante Adams, those two bombs, a 58-yard reception for a touchdown, a 48-yard reception for a touchdown, and the Raiders still lose. This is the most Raiders thing ever. Blowing a 20-7 lead. We knew Kansas City was going to come back, and they come back and win. The final score tonight, 30-29. The Kansas City Chiefs go over the Las Vegas Raiders. Kansas City, 4-1. The Raiders, hey, welcome back to being a head coach, Josh McDaniels. They are 1-4. And the Chiefs, they beat the Raiders again for the 9th time in their last 10 meetings. We saw it all. A blown lead. A missed field goal. Failed 2-point conversions. We saw the referees screwing up calls. Roughing the passer. We've seen that. We saw a comeback. We saw coaches making terrible calls. It sucks if you're a Raiders fan. I don't know how they... Well, there is no getting out of this. There's no coming back for this season. We're going to talk about the referees. We're going to talk about the Raiders. We're going to take your calls. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll also hear from some of the players, as these guys have just now started to speak. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much. A good Monday night football game. The Chiefs come out on top over the Raiders 30-29. We're going to talk more about it. We'll hear more about it on the other side of the break here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to start off by saying you're one of the best in the game, man. I really enjoy listening to the show.
I love the show. I discovered it last year when there was actually no sports going on, and I'm loving it ever since.
I genuinely love your show. Your takes are great. I may not agree with all of them, but they're on point.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Monday Night Football, it's a wrap. The Kansas City Chiefs, they come back to beat their rival, the Raiders. The final score, 30-29. Raiders at one point led 20-7. They even got a little bit of a gift, a questionable call right before halftime, able to put a field goal up on the board. Chris Jones hit Derek Carr. Ball should have been taken away from him, and no, it wasn't called. Say roughing the passer. They have a chance to put a field goal up, and they do so. They still blow the lead. And if the Raiders know how to do anything, they know how to lose in exciting fashion. They are 0-4 in one-score games this season. 0-4. They're 1-4 in the season overall. They just beat Denver 32-23. To start the season, they lost to the Chargers 24-19. They took on Arizona. They blew that game. They lost there 29-23. They lost to Tennessee 24-22. And tonight, they lose by 1 point. And at the end of the game, with about 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes left in the game, their head coach has a chance to tie, and he wants to go for two. You don't trust that you'll get the ball back and that you'll score? Oh, you sound like a punk. Welcome to the world of the Raiders. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kareem is calling from Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? How you doing tonight?
Excellent.
Good, man. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say, man, for Travis Kelce to have 4 touchdowns on 25 yards receiving, that probably was the least amount of yards receiving to get 4 touchdowns. I'm going to just go out on a limb and say that in NFL history. Just pathetic, you know what I'm saying, that you know that's Mahomes' number one target and you don't double that guy. But, you know, they let a beautiful performance by Jacob just fall by the wayside. I think he had a career high in rushing tonight, you know, averaging almost 7 yards a pop. Yeah, it was definitely some controversial calls, you know, that the refs made, but I think it evened out. But, yeah, 4:27 to go, going for two. I get it. It's going to be hard to stop Mahomes, but you have to tie that game right there because you ended up stopping the Chiefs, getting the ball back, and now the circumstances are different if it's a tie game. You're not using your timeouts. They're using theirs. And, you know, you make it get in field goal range. You maybe do a different play call than going to Adams where he could get the feet in. You maybe rush the ball with Jacobs because he was having a good night rushing the ball. He could get you that 1-2 yards. And then you set up, you know, your field goal kicker who's made 36 in a row, you know, going and, you know, made 3 or 4 tonight and going in, you know, overall 36 in a row. So, you know, like you said, typical Raider game. They was up 17-0, actually, not just 27. So they was up 17. I thought that, you know, they was going to be able to hold them. I knew KC would put up points and get back in the game, but this game was for the taking. And, yeah, when they look back on their season, you know, however it turned out, that Arizona loss when you up 20 and they got to get 2 touchdowns and 2-point conversions to even send it to OT, lose that game. Then you lose this game tonight.
Well,
those two losses may be the difference.
They have, and thank you, Kareem, for calling from Cali. They have a gift in front of them. If you want to consider them a gift, they have a week off, and so Josh McDaniels can sit around and think deeply about his decision and his play calling. I know Devontae Adams on the receiving end of 2 bombs today, one to open up the game, one to ultimately close it, we know, kind of sandwiched in here. He's been kind of MIA, and not to his fault. He's one of the best receivers in the game. They're going to figure things out. I would expect them to, but when you start 1-4, that's hard to come back from. They got the Houston Texans next up. Okay, I did not waste a minute of time watching them play against Jacksonville yesterday. They won their first game. Congratulations to the Texans. But come on now. The Raiders got to beat the Texans, right? They got to improve their record to 2-4, right? They have to. They can't be that bad, right? Josh McDaniels after the game, for whatever reason, he said this loss in particular, this one, it's going to be a learning experience.
Give them credit. We'll learn a lot from this. A really good football team. I think we, competed hard tonight. Obviously, not as clean as we'd like with the penalty situation and some of the mistakes that we made. But hopefully we'll learn from this and be better.
Hopefully we'll learn from this and be. What about you? What about looking a gift horse in the mouth? What about saying to yourself, damn, I can kick the ball and tie the game? I always say, depending on who and where and the circumstances, you really learn how and what a coach feels about his team, the confidence that he has in the team, by how aggressive he's going to be. Do you trust or believe that Derek Carr can take you on the road and come back from behind to win a game? Maybe not, I guess, right? 4 minutes and 27 seconds left? If you kick the ball and tie the game at 30-all, 4 minutes, 27 seconds left, let's just assume that the great Patrick Mahomes takes them down the field and puts up seven. Let's say it's now 37 to 30. Or let's say your defense can get a stop. And let's say you hold them to a field goal. And now it's 33 to 30. Let's say that you have, I don't know. Let's say you got 2 minutes to go down the field and score or kick a field goal. You don't have confidence in your team that you can do that. You don't want to bestow that type of confidence onto your team, not just for this game, but into the future. You don't want to do that. And then when Josh McDaniels was asked about going for it, he's just, all right, I just thought it was the matter of fact, don't take my word for it. Listen to what Josh McDaniels had to say about going for that 2-point conversion. Listen.
Felt like in that situation, we hadn't really, they had kind of had a lot of momentum offensively, obviously, in the second half. We had a play that we felt really good about. We thought we would get a look that gave us a shot at it for sure. We had a chance. We had a fair fight at it. You know, they played it a little bit better than we did and gave ourselves an opportunity to take the lead there.
Basically, I believe that the Chiefs were going to score and that we weren't going to score again. That's basically what he said. Listen to this BS again. Listen to what Josh McDaniels had to say about the 2-point conversion. He should have just said, I did not trust my team to score again. Listen.
Felt like in that situation, we hadn't really, they had kind of had a lot of momentum offensively, obviously, in the second half. We had a play that we felt really good about. We thought we would get a look that gave us a shot at it for sure. We had a chance. We had a fair fight at it. You know, they played it a little bit better than we did and gave ourselves an opportunity to take the lead there.
He didn't trust his team to come back if the Chiefs scored. He didn't. And if I'm a member of the Raiders, I'm like, well, damn, our coach thinks we suck. He don't believe in us. He thinks we suck. Devontae Adams, man, this guy, 48-yard reception, 58-yard, 2 touchdown receptions, bombs. This man threw his helmet down at the end of the game. He's like, man, what did I do? I wonder if him and Aaron Rodgers are FaceTiming each other right now. Hey, babe, I miss you. I should never left. Aaron Rodgers is like, I went to London to lose. And he's like, I can't keep a victory here with these guys.
God, we're not hearing from him tonight.
Ooh, Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we had enough complaining from him yesterday. Complaining about his teammates, thinking about the future. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We had a little bit of everything. Josh McDaniels play calling and the referees and his dumbass roughing the passer. We had enough of that with Tom Brady. Now we got to get it now with Carr. These guys are going to be playing flag football any day now. And somehow, some way, the Raiders couldn't even take advantage of that. Frank is calling from Illinois. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, that was a great game, though. It was so entertaining from end to end. But my question was, remember that call where the Kansas City Chiefs kicked a field goal and he missed it? I think this was either the third or the fourth quarter, and he missed it, and they called a holding call on the defense? I've never seen a call, holding call on the defense on a field goal before. Do you know what happened on that play?
No, I know what you're talking about. I was actually on air, so I don't have all the details. I saw when he missed the kick and then had an opportunity to keep going. That I did see. I don't know the reasoning.
Because it was just, they only had a wide shot on the TV. They never showed the play. And that was like the most crucial play of the whole game. Because if he misses that field goal, then I believe Vegas was up at that point and would have got the ball back. Instead, Kansas City gets the ball and gets a first down.
You're telling me that a play that took place, what was that, in the first quarter, wasn't it? Wasn't that in the first quarter?
That was like late third quarter or the fourth quarter.
Wait, whose kick are you referring to? Are you talking about Butker's kick?
Kansas City had a field goal attempt. It was like a 37-yard attempt in the third or fourth quarter, and it missed. And they called a holding penalty on Las Vegas on the defense. And it gave Kansas City a first down. They went ahead and scored, I think, the third Kelce's third or fourth touchdown.
Okay.
Shortly after that.
Right. So go ahead now. Yes. Okay.
I don't understand. I don't understand how there could be a holding call on the defense on a field goal attempt.
Let's look into that, and I'll reference that for you. Okay, Frank.
It was fourth and 14. You alluded to that, and it was just and then a 5-yard penalty. But it's an automatic first down. That's plain and simple. But that was not the biggest play of the game.
But what was the holding call? How do you have a holding call on the defense on a field goal attempt?
Wasn't our call to make.
They never talked about it on the broadcast. I have no idea how you make a holding call on the defense on a field goal attempt.
Okay. Well, I know a couple of things here. You keep your hands where you have them. You can't grab jerseys. I don't know, Frank. Were you watching on air and listening to me, or were you listening on the radio?
I was not listening to it because I was in the gym, so I was just watching it on TV.
Okay. Well, take it from me. While I'm here on the air, I'm talking and I'm watching the game.
Yeah.
I can't hear. What were you doing on the treadmill?
I was on the treadmill, exact same as you.
Well, no, I wasn't. Yeah, I was on the verbal treadmill, running my mouth while the game was on. So we're in the same boat. Sorry about that, Frank. You'll have to Google that, and we'll try to do the same. Okay.
It was on Malcolm Kuntz. That was the. It was a 5-yard holding penalty on him. Automatic first down. Went from 4th and 14, then to a first down, then they score on the ensuing drive. That's all you need to know.
And that was the third or fourth quarter.
Yes, that was the, as you alluded to, that was the fourth. Yes, that was the fourth quarter, because it ended up being 30-23 off of that.
Wow. Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Frank. I've never heard anyone, Shep, I've never heard anybody be that concerned over a holding call.
He thinks you're going to hear it while you're doing a national radio show.
Yeah, I don't know.
He calls up to say the refs stink. I don't really want to talk about their lack of calls tonight. And he hits you with a specific, meticulous, what happened on that 4th and 14th with seven left in the game? Did you hear what they said on the broadcast?
He threw me for a loop when he said it was a pivotal. I'm like, wait a minute. You're telling me a holding call on a missed field goal and an extended a drive was the most pivotal of things? I can sit here and watch a game with no damn sound, and I can see 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 touchdowns scored, and I could see a dumbass coach going on a 2-point conversion, and I can find that to be a little bit more pivotal than a holding call. But what do I know? Just a guy on the radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. We're going to talk about some calls that I think were more important, like Josh McDaniels. And then also, we'll hear from Derek Carr. He talks about just the Raiders and his experience so far with the new head coach. Well, Davante Adams, he's also not thrilled. We're going to hear from some angry people on the other side of the break. Maybe even some angry callers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, first of all, I just want to say, JR, you're the man. All these other radio shows, you hear the same boring stuff. And you know what I'm saying? I love how you bring them callers in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I'm about to bring some callers in, but before we do that, you need to hear from some angry Raiders. Some apologetic Raiders. Tonight, after blowing, oh man, where do I start? Well, the Raiders had a 7-point lead, then it was a 14-point lead, and then it was a 17-point lead, and then they went into halftime leading 20-10, and the Raiders, they ultimately lose to Kansas City 30-29. Davante Adams, he was able to catch two bombs, a 58-yarder, a 48-yarder. There was a BS call. There's no other way to put it. Chris Jones, before halftime, he tackles, sacks Derek Carr, takes the ball from him. He falls on him in the process. The referees call it roughing, which was absolutely ridiculous. Thought we saw enough of this with Tom Brady the day before with Grady Jarrett. And then at the end of the game, the Raiders, they want to go for two when they have an opportunity to tie the game with 4 minutes and 27 seconds left. Josh McDaniels just, he didn't have an explanation. We're going to hear from Derek Carr, and I want to talk to you about Davante Adams momentarily. This was Josh McDaniels, the new head coach of the Raiders, talking about going for two. Listen to this garbage.
Felt like in that situation, you know, they had kind of had a lot of momentum offensively, obviously, in the second half. We had a play that we felt really good about. We thought we would get a look that gave us a shot at it, for sure. We had a chance. We had a fair fight at it. You know, they played it a little bit better than we did and gave ourselves an opportunity to take the lead there.
Well, bottom line, he didn't trust his team. He's like, damn it, we need to go for the score right now. We need to take the lead right now. We got to hope and pray our defense can hold it down because I don't trust the offense to do it again. That's basically what he said, but he can't say that. But it doesn't matter if he said it because the team feels it in his decision-making. And so the Raiders, 1-4, they are 0-4. In one-score games. This is their fourth straight loss to Kansas City. They blew another big game. Remember earlier on in the season, man, they were beating Arizona, and Arizona came back and beat them. Kyler Murray running around for his life, and then they lost. The Raiders under Josh McDaniels so far, they stink. Derek Carr, he talked about the start of this year so far. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's a new system, new coach. It's been tough.
I've been around a lot of new regimes and all that kind of stuff, right? And I think the frustrating part is it takes time to get everyone on the same page. And once you get on the same page, you get the thing rolling and it's churning and it's, it looks great and it's awesome. And we're right there, but close doesn't count in this game.
Yeah, not just in the game, in life. I think it was Brandy who said it 20 years ago. Almost doesn't count. Thank you, Brandy. Davante Adams, the man who decided to team up with his former college quarterback, Derek Carr, the man who decided to leave Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Well, welcome to the Raiders, man. He was frustrated. He slammed his helmet down. He was ticked off. This is what Davante Adams had to say after the game, and then I'm going to tell you about something else he did.
Before I answer anything else, I want to apologize to the guy. Some guy running off the field, and he ran. He jumped in front of me. We're coming off the field, and I bumped into him and kind of pushed him, and then he ended up on the ground. So I want to say sorry to him for that because that was just frustration mixed with him running and literally just running in front of me, and that was shouldn't have responded that way, but that's how I initially responded, so I want to apologize to him for that.
Oh, no, he full-on pushed the guy. Davante Adams on the way off the field, he pushed the camera guy. He pushed him. It's his job to run in front of him, and he pushed him. straight down onto the ground, straight onto the floor. It's like, well, damn, he treated this guy like he was a kid. And Davante Adams, he decided to double down on that apology. Not only did he apologize publicly, of which you have to give him credit for, he went on social media. Davante Adams says, "Sorry to the guy I pushed over after the game. Obviously very frustrated at the way the game ended, and when he ran in front of me as I exited, that was my reaction, and I felt horrible immediately. That's not me. My apologies, man. Hope you see this." Well, I'm sure that the man sees this, and if he hasn't seen it, you know, he will be told about it. And that's just what Roger Goodell wants. He wants to watch the players just push around the camera guys after the game. I mean, damn. And sure, I can understand frustration. And things are going to happen. Professional composure, please, right? At least he didn't punch a teammate. Hi, Draymond. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is here from Maryland. Go ahead, Chris, quickly.
JR, how you doing tonight, brother? Thank you. Appreciate you for taking my call, man.
Sure.
Being a Raiders fan, I'm on the East Coast, a diehard Raiders fan. I'm gonna be honest. To me personally, it wasn't a disappointment because it was just the Arizona game all over again. And I'm gonna just drop a couple things and go ahead and drop off the line. But for Carr, it has to be frustrating being under another coordinator. It's another system to learn again, team trying to find a new identity over again. Everybody thought picking up Chandler Jones, picking up Devontae, we was just going to go up and up. But at the end of the day, it's still new coaching on both sides of the ball. We haven't on-the-job training. None of these guys didn't play in preseason, which I don't understand. And as far as my observation of our defensive coordinator, Patrick Graham, I feel like when teams adjust, he can't make an adjustment after a team adjusts. And it was an Arizona game all over again. So it's not a disappointment. Being a Raiders fan and watching all the Raider games for people who don't watch them, who have not seen the Raiders
Chris,
game.
Are you saying – help me out. You said it twice now. You're saying tonight's loss by the Raiders was not a disappointment.
Not to me, because we cannot finish a game all year. So if you haven't watched a full Raiders game all year, this has been all of our games every year. We can't.
Sure.
Finish.
So you're not saying it can still be a disappointment. What you're saying is you're not surprised. Correct?
There you go. That's the
okay.
Right word.
Okay. I said
so
the same.
Thank you. Thank you for clearing that up, bro.
Oh, no problem, Chris. And thank you for calling from Maryland. Look, I'm not a Raiders fan. I like the Raiders. They treated me good. I was at the Raiders stadium. They gave me a tour. They took me to the lock. I like the Raiders. And by the way, if you ever have any thought about going to see the Raiders in Vegas, go do it. The atmosphere, the stadium, Allegiant, it's amazing. Makes you want to be a Raiders fan. Until you realize that, yeah, it's the Raiders. It's a tough sell. It can be a disappointment, but losing, them losing? Never shocking. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls. We'll hear more audio on the other side.
From outdoor shades for relaxing in the yard to blackout shades that help your newborn and your family get a good night's sleep, Blinds.com is grateful to be part of your home. To say thanks, we're inviting you to our friends and family sale with up to 45% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Ordering custom window treatments online doesn't have to mean sacrificing style or service. Shop the latest styles of curtains, shades, shutters, and more. Need help making a selection? Blinds.com's design experts are always available for free consultations. Need help with measuring or installing? We've got you covered there, too. Plus, there's no hidden fees or misleading quotes, and no showrooms or retail markups. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop our Blinds.com Friends and Family Sale now through October 12th for up to 45% off everything, plus doorbusters. Save up to 45% site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. From outdoor shades for relaxing in the yard to blackout shades that help your newborn and your family get a good night's sleep, Blinds.com is grateful to be part of your home. To say thanks, we're inviting you to our Friends and Family Sale with up to 45% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Ordering custom window treatments online doesn't have to mean sacrificing style or service. Shop the latest styles of curtains, shades, shutters, and more. Need help making a selection? Blinds.com's design experts are always available for free consultations. Need help with measuring or installing? We've got you covered there too. Plus, there's no hidden fees or misleading quotes, and no showrooms or retail markups. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop our Blinds.com Friends and Family Sale now through October 12th for up to 45% off everything, plus doorbusters. Save up to 45% site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.